This is an excerpt from the Journal of Sergeant Major John H. Hawkins, providing details of the conditions of the Reading encampment while he was there in February 1779. Hawkins was a member of Colonel Hazen's 2nd Canadian Regiment, commonly known as Congress's own regiment. February 11, 1779. When our brigade first took up their habitation here, I could not properly describe it. It was then a valley of woods that we could scarce turn ourselves in. But having cleared it greatly of that encumbrance, I can now give an account of our improvements and present situation. Our town, or towns, is planted in a valley and on a hill. On the back of the hill is still rising ground, which almost makes the hill appear like a valley. Likewise, it is something like the city of Quebec, has an upper and lower town, and under the character I shall consider our city. In our upper town are the field staff and other commissioned officers, their waiters, and a number of public huts, such as the commissaries, the quartermasters, the carpenters, the shoemakers, the tailors, the bake oven, enclosed in a hut, and the soap boilers, besides a hut in each regiment for the quarter guard, etc., etc. I cannot give the precise number, as the huts are placed so very irregular and scattered, and the woods about them not being properly cleared, I did not take the trouble to count them. I thought the labor would be greater than the curiosity. In the lower town, the non-commissioned officers and soldiers, with their wives and concubines, reside. It contains 116 huts on a regular line, front and rear, with a little vacancy between the rows like a lane or an alley, and a smaller space between hut and hut as a passage from a front hut to a rear one. The huts are built with logs 12 feet long and 16 feet broad wide, plastered with wet dirt and covered with slabs. The houses of the upper town is the same, only the covering, which is boards drawn for that purpose. The huts have all neat doors fronting to the east, and nice stone chimneys fronting the west, and many have windows, some to the east and others to the south.